Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Our top story this half hour, people living in one neighborhood in Lake in the Hills probably still talking about the unusual sight this morning when a medical emergency in flight forced a pilot to land his hot air balloon between two homes. WBBM's Jim Goodis talked to first responders. He's live on the news line with this story.
Lisa, it all began this morning when an 80-year-old woman who was riding in the hot air balloon became unconscious as it was flying over Huntley, where Al Schlick is the deputy fire chief.
As we got closer to the scene, dispatch again advised us that the balloon had touched down next to the address 5508 at Danbury Circle in the village of Lake of the Hills. Our companies responded in, and when they got there, they did find, in fact, a full-size hot air balloon between two houses.
Schlick says by the time emergency crews got to the balloon, the woman had regained consciousness, appeared to be okay, and refused to be taken to a hospital. Schlick says the balloon's pilot did an amazing job of landing safely in a relatively tight space between the two houses. Reporting live, Jim Goodis, News Radio 105.9.